From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The Deep South continues to be left out of the tech industry boom. Sure, there are exceptions like Huntsville, Alabama, but states like Mississippi and Louisiana have not seen nearly as many high-paying jobs the tech industry has delivered elsewhere. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on the advantages of being a tech company in Mississippi and what's holding the state back.
Turns out there are a lot more ways to use a drone than you might think, like for fishing.
These swell pros are used by fishermen to drop bait out into the water.
Jansen Cahoon is president of V2 Forensics, based in Gulfport, Mississippi. He has dozens of drones scattered across his office, and his company figures out how to get into the drones to help law enforcement investigate them for all sorts of illegal uses, like smuggling. And there's a particularly special drone here he got to tinker with thanks to help from the University of Southern Mississippi.
Right below it,
it looks like a torpedo or like a spaceship.
Yeah, this is the Power Dolphin. That's actually what it's called.
It's got the dolphin name because it's a drone that doesn't fly but shoots across the water. The University of Southern Mississippi provided the drone, which saved Cahoon lots of money.
Maritime drones are probably 2 to 3 times, if not 5 times, more expensive than the consumer aerial ones. So getting access to the maritime drones was huge for V2 Forensics.
This is one of the advantages of being a tech company in Mississippi. A lot of attention and support from universities, banks, politicians. Basically, Cahoon gets to be a big fish in a small pond.
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a big fish. Let's just say I'm an average-sized fish in a small pond, and that kind of helps.
The thing is, though, when it comes to its tech scene, Mississippi really is a small pond. And actually, in the U.S., it's one of the smallest. Both Louisiana and Mississippi have some of the fewest tech jobs relative to their size, according to the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. That's due in part to a talent problem. But to be clear, it's not a lack of talented graduates coming out of Mississippi, according to Gerard Gibbert. He's the head of Innovate Mississippi. He says the problem is those grads often leave for bigger tech ponds in other states.
And so our universities turn out these really talented young folks, and unfortunately they're across the border before the ink's dry on their diplomas, the way I describe it, looking for work.
That feels like, was it like a catch-22 situation where, like, you need these graduates with tech degrees to build the jobs, and then we need the jobs to hold on to them?
You got it. It's exactly the way the situation works. And it means you got to have companies that are willing to take a risk.
Gibbert says one thing he thinks will help change this is the continued growth of remote work. Mississippi grads can stay while working for an out-of-state company, while out-of-state workers can support companies in Mississippi.
If you do the work, I don't care if you darken our doors.
That is Bill Rayburn, the CEO of M-Trade. It's a huge financial tech company where banks sell mortgages to each other, and it's based in Mississippi. Rayburn says, yeah, he has a lot of remote workers. But he does think Mississippi's challenge is more than just workforce.
Mississippi has got to pick its niche. You got to have a niche.
What he means is the tech industry is huge, so Mississippi should just pick one part of it to try and grow, and one city to be the place for that. Like how Huntsville is the tech sector for Alabama and sticks close to aerospace and defense. Rayburn admits it's selfish, but he does think financial tech in Oxford, where he's based, could be that niche.
I don't think we have a focus at all. We want to be everything to everybody all over the state, all the above. Okay? If you focus on everything, you focus on nothing.
Now, there are other shortcomings, too, like Mississippi trailing other states when it comes to internet access. Kind of a big deal when it comes to both tech and really just about any remote job. Still, Jansen Cahoon says the state has its advantages, too. A big one is the cost of living.
If I were to take my office and be a block from the beach in San Francisco, I could never afford it. But here I am in mighty Mississippi, able to own the property we're in, do what I need to do, is significantly less expensive than doing it in San Francisco or San Diego and stuff like that.
And he gets to do that close to family, the culture he loves, and a short walk from the beach. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.